This call is being recorded.
And as you are aware now of all of the seven chakras and the eighth, the soul star chakra, also become aware of the other four chakras, the two below and the two above the soul star chakra, two below your feet and the two above the soul star chakra. And they are not in alignment yet or have not come online yet. But you can see a facsimile or a representation of those chakra centers, which will, in times to come, come alive and in alignment with the other chakras as well. But for now, focus, put your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra, and make an energetic connection between the two, between the heart-mind, make it the heart-mind connection, and connect the two energetically, sending energy. Visualize energy going from your high heart center to your third eye, your sixth chakra, and back down. And up around and back down and up around, forming a vortex of energy. And your consciousness being pulled into that vortex of energy so that you now find yourself in the middle of your forehead looking out through that third eye. Get that visualization, that feeling, that sense that you are looking out through the third eye into the astral realm. And then let yourself move through that window or doorway, which is your third eye, and out into the room wherever you find yourself. And there, turn around and see your physical body as well as your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body, your Merkaba light body. And move over and step into it as if you were stepping into a small ship. And feel the ship around you and the consciousness of that ship around you. Feel the aliveness of that ship around you, for it is alive. Think for a moment how the consciousness and the aliveness of your Merkaba light body or light vehicle, and how it is the same as many of the ships that are out there, and the consciousness around them in their Merkabas. Some smaller, some larger, but consciousness nonetheless. Now feel yourself in your light body beginning to rise up. And if you have trouble visualizing what this is, your light body, your Merkaba, see it as a three-dimensional star. Six-pointed star, or what is known as a tetrahedron, all around you, and begin to rise up in that. Feel the motion as you rise up through the roof of whatever building you're in, higher and higher. Feel yourself rising upward, and the earth falling down below you. And those features on the earth getting smaller and smaller as you continue to rise up. And you rise up into the sunlit sky. And if it isn't sunny wherever you are, just make it that way. In the astral realm, you're in control. You can create anything you want here. And it is immediately manifested. So So continue to rise up past the Earth's atmosphere, up into what would be considered space. And see all of the ships that are out here. And then become aware of the planets in the solar system, and the sun, the solar sun. And begin to move toward that solar sun and through it as the gateway through the sun. And now find yourself out in the galaxy, in the many solar systems that are here. Become aware of the many solar systems within the galaxy. And then the galactic central sun itself. And just as you move through the solar sun, now move through the galactic central sun. And out into the many galaxies that are beyond. The billions of galaxies. All with their solar systems, with their central suns and the solar systems. And the central suns of each of the solar systems. And then all the way to the central sun of the universe itself, the source of all life, all beings here in this universe, the one source. Feel that connection with the one source. And know that as you are looking at this in your mind's eye, even though it seems separate from you as you are looking at it, know that you are one with this source. You came from this source. You are this source. You can say within yourself, I am the universe. I am the one. Now be aware, if you have not already, of waves of energy that are originating from this great central source. And the waves that continue to flow out from this source. Waves of energy. And when they reach all the way down to the galactic central sun, they come through as gamma waves. Gamma light. And this light, these energies, are filtered in vibration. For when they arise from the source itself, they are tremendous, tremendous energy. And filtered down each time they move through the galaxies. And finally to this galaxy central sun, filtered down so the vibration becomes lower and lower. The same way you were created and created yourself. It's the same process. Each time you lowered a part of yourself down to the next vibration below you, and to the next one, and to the next one. All of the higher selves within you created a being which eventually became you, this creation now. But again, you are both the creation and the creator. Now see this. These waves of energy that are coming down through the galactic sun, into the solar system, throughout all of the beings that are out here, and finally down to the earth. And see these waves of energy hitting the earth as they have been doing for some time now. Time as you know it now in the third dimension. But in reality, they have always been coming, are coming now, and always will be coming. For all is one. But for this exercise and for this understanding, see now a certain or a particular wave of energy that leaves the source, travels all the way down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy, again through all of the solar system planets, through all of the beings that are out here, all of the ships, and then down to the earth. And this one wave, pulse of energy, call it, striking the earth and creating a tsunami effect across the entire surface of the planet. But where a wave, a tsunami of water, will eventually subside, this wave never subsides. It continues on in all directions from its initial landing point, just waving out as if throwing a pebble into a body of water and seeing the concentric circles go out from that pebble. This is what is happening now across the planet. This wave continues to gain momentum. Rather than lose momentum, it gains momentum. And all life forms in its path are forever transformed in the moment and in the moments. And your physical body that is laying there or sitting there now, see it being transformed as well in the moment. But not only your physical body, but the astral body that you are using now, and your etheric body, and your mental body, your causal body, all being transformed by this one source, this one ring of energy, one wave. Call it the event, call it the solar flash, call it the changeover. Whatever name you want to give it. But it is the new reality that is both coming and already here on the earth. Now for a moment, see the transformation. Visualize it. Create what will be after this event. What will be the effects of this? And know that it, as you are creating it in your mind, in your visualization, you are creating the reality of what is to come and what is to be. And as you are creating it, you are creating it right now in this moment. So create the earth, Create Gaia the way you want it to be. If you want peace across the planet, create peace. If you want no more hatred, no more anger, no more jealousy, then create that. You, as the Creator, now, if you would, begin to drift back into your Merkaba light body. You left it. Back down towards your physical body. Merge back in with your physical form once again. Allowing your Merkaba to surround your body, both your physical, astral, etheric, as a force field of energy, a force field that will repel any negative thoughts whatsoever, if you but believe that it shall. And let yourselves now come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And as always, I appreciate this time that I can be with you, be able to share and help a further understanding. Not at your three-dimensional level, because so many of you have moved beyond that. Even though you do not know it or fully believe that you have. Many of you are in the fourth dimension more and more frequently, and even in the fifth dimension at times. But seldom, if you really think about it now, seldom you are back wallowing in that third dimensional illusion anymore. Yes, there are moments, but those moments pass quite quickly now, if you have noticed. You are not being held back anymore by the programming, unless you believe that you are. And that is the crux of the situation here, my friends. It is the belief process. Believing is truly seeing. But those are just words, unless you fully believe it. For so many of you continue to have that programming that you must see it to believe it. But even that is fading now for many of you. Yes, there are many that are still asleep. Not those of you that I speak to now. But there are many across the planet that have not yet awakened. They are not the ones that are going forth before the others, the foreshadowers, the way showers. You are those. And the programming that you all believe you still have, you really do not have. Just as Lady Nada told many of you once before, There is no veil. There is no programming. Within the moment, within the very moment, all programming, or what you believe as programming, can be gone. In the flash of an eye, or the blink of an eye, it can all be gone in one moment. And in that one moment, there can be the ascension, your ascension. But then you wonder, then why haven't I ascended? You have not ascended yet because you do not believe that it is possible yet. And that is all there is to it. Belief. But the programming, the veil that you believe is still pulled tightly over your eyes, even though it is not, that veil, that programming, can be overcome in the very moment that you are attempting to overcome it. It does not take a long, involved process. Yes, you can go back and look at the source of the programming. You can go back into past lives and look at this and see from whence it came, where the patterns began. And it can be helpful to do this, but only because your three-dimensional mind requires it. If your three-dimensional mind did not require it, or rather, if you were not in your three-dimensional mind and in the higher vibrational frequencies, it would not be required. You would not need it. So the idea that you have to go through a process over a period of time is not true at all, unless you believe it is. But if you believe fully that you can make a difference right here, right now, in the moment, you can. When I changed water into wine as Yeshua, I did not wonder if I could do it. I did not think about it beforehand. I did not analyze it. I did not look into the jugs to see if it was wine yet. I took a container of water and began to pour it. And as it poured, it changed into the wine. This is the belief that is needed. As I walked across the water, I did not wonder if I could do it. I knew in that moment that whatever was needed was there for me. So in every moment that you are in, you have everything that you need to be and do whatever you need to do in those moments. You must come to understand that. You can use all of the tools at your disposal, and there are many that have been given you. But the one tool that will surpass all of the needs for the other tools is simply a belief and a knowing that you are in the very one moment now. And in that one moment, you are the one. You are the source, creator. And everything at that moment will take a back seat I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love, and implore each and every one of you to go forth and continue to know as you go forth that you are the one, always. I release now to another who would share with you briefly. And I am Kara, and it is also wonderful to be here with you and to be able to share and to help you to understand from the point of view that we look now upon your earth, as we look down upon all of you, not down as in looking at you as something lower than us, but down from our vantage point. And we can see so many things that you are not able to see with your physical eyes. But when you open your third eye, fully open it, then you see as we see. And we see tremendous momentum gathering. Everything is moving forward exactly as it needs to. Even though at times you feel you are standing still or the world is standing still and nothing is changing, everything is changing. Everything is in motion now. You hear many times that all is being orchestrated, and it is indeed so. Everything is being orchestrated. We, those of us in our ships, are preparing. We are preparing for disclosure. It is coming. The many projects that we have been working on, and that those of you on the surface have been working on as well, and even those below the surface have been working on. All of these are coming to fruition, almost all at once. So you will begin to see so much more that has been kept in the background, that has been kept hidden from you. I speak now of the disclosure that you are not alone in the universe, the full disclosure, not a partial disclosure. That has been requested by many, to have a partial disclosure, but that is not to be, because the collective consciousness of all of you have risen up and said no more. No more covertness. No more secrets. Everything must come out into the open. Everything must be revealed. The truth must come forth. And because of that, you are changing the course of history or the course of the timelines that you have been traveling on and creating your own timelines. As of yet, you do not fully understand this idea of timelines, but you will, because you are on the timeline of your own creation now. Not the timeline of those that who attempted to turn the time to their advantage. They were able to do so for a very long time, thousands of years, but no more. For the source of all of creation in this universe has said no more. And everything followed from that, as if that was the one big domino that needed to fall. And each domino fell from that, all the way down. And you will begin to see soon that one large domino that you have been waiting for. It has not yet fallen, but it is about to, and it will shake the very core of the beings of many here on this planet all at once. At this point, health will be both earth and mind shattering. But I do speak of certain happenings that are coming forward. But we can see the precursors of this now. And yes, it does have to do with your political situation as a big part of it. For all is going to be revealed. And once this occurs, then we, those of us that have been waiting in the wings to show ourselves to you, will be able to begin to do so more and more, just as we have begun doing, but it will become more and more profound as so many more of you, both those that are awakened and those that are yet still asleep, will become awakened by these very events that will come forth. I am Kara, and I appreciate this time that I can be with you, these moments, to be able to further help your understanding. But again, always know that it does not matter how much you understand, but just that you know in the moment. And when you are in that very moment, then understanding is no longer necessary. Peace and love be with all of you. Omni Padme Uma. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana standing by, sitting by, whatever the case may be. And we are ready to move ahead here with your questions and hopefully have the answers for you. We often do have answers, not always what you may be expecting, though, or even wanting. But we do what we can to be of service here. Would there be any questions here? Yes, now you can unmute your phone. We appreciate you are very, very diligent in keeping your phones and your Zoom situation under control here. And we are very appreciative of that.
I have a question. Yes. I have a question, one who serves in Shoshana.
Then
hopefully you can give me some insight on this. 3 months ago, my right eye, I felt like I got something stuck in it. I was doing some sanding, and there was something in it. I went to the eye doctor. She couldn't see anything in the eye. She told me just to keep on putting the refresh eye drops in, which I did. Started getting a little bit better, but I always felt weepy and watery still all the time. And then a different doctor gave me some neomycin steroid drops to put in because there's pus in it sometimes when I wake up in the morning. And so it's just bothering me. It's not painful, but it's uncomfortable. I wonder if this is a spiritual thing, if there's something I'm not wanting to look at, or if there still is something possibly in the eye that's not easily recognized by a doctor. Can you give me some insight on this right eye of mine, what I could do to help it, please?
We can, but we will turn this over to Shoshana first if she is ready.
We can share on this.
Yes.
Can we share our perspective on this? Your sister?
Yes, sweet sister.
There are always components to the physical that are beyond the physical. The physical is where the non-physical manifests, you see. So, in knowing this, you must understand that that which is occurring in the eye has a non-physical component. Do you understand this?
Yes, that's why I said if there's something I'm not wanting to look at. Yes.
We do not know what that is, but that is generally why there is something in the eye. We know, well, we can tell you that we have an understanding of this, but we cannot share this with you as it is important that you find this out for yourself. As you know, there are things in your life that you wish not to deal with. And is this not correct?
Yes, it is.
And we find that when you begin to empower yourself to deal with these things and move past them, the physical manifestation of the eye problem will be alleviated. In the meantime, you must care for the physical. And we find that there is a slight infection in this eye. So we are going to suggest that you continue doing what these doctors are telling you to do by cleansing the area, but also feeding the body something different, using just the standard things like colloidal silver and oil of oregano to treat this low-grade infection that is avoiding the vision of the doctors. It's avoiding it, but it is there. It is present in you. So you must give the body something to fight with to boost the immune system so that it would travel to this area. And we are going to suggest that you meditate upon this as you consume the things like colloidal silver and oil of oregano. You meditate upon the consumption of those things as going directly to this area to heal it. So you must take care of the emotional component and the physical component and the spiritual component of these things. And you will see a release occur. We also find that you must cry. We will suggest that you watch an incredibly sad movie or listen to some sad songs so that you can begin to release the emotion that is behind all of this. You must stop the bravado that you show the world and become for a few moments surrendering to that emotion. Does this make sense?
Absolutely. Yes. I haven't cried in a long time. I don't feel like crying, but I think I need to. Yes.
And you must, and this is common for the humans. It is so common for the humans because we are told and programmed as small children not to cry. There is nothing to cry about. This is what we are told, so we are in the spell of that program. So please find a way to find something so sad that you are forced to release this emotion. Do you understand this?
Yes, absolutely. Very good, profound information. Thank you. Yes.
Namaste, my sister. We love you with all our heart and all our soul. Namaste.
Namaste.
We add one thing here. It was wonderful what Shoshana has given, and we add one thing that is coming up in the James's memory here as a particular song. And it goes, and we know you know this song. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. That song.
Uh-huh.
Play it. Play it. Play it often. Sing
okay.
it. And your words within that song will greatly help to alleviate the situation, because as the dear Shoshana has given, it is both. It is both non-physical and physical as well. And there is a component that comes from the non-physical, certainly. And this will also assist here, as well as what Shoshana has given.
Thank you. Many blessings. Many blessings. Thank you both.
Yes.
I have a question for one who serves.
Yes.
Hello, this is Karen.
Yes.
And on Friday during my session, you had mentioned you wanted to know what happened and follow this. And a couple of questions. As of yet, anyway, it doesn't seem to have changed the smoking. And I know on last week's call, you mentioned something about it being involved with the fifth chakra, very deep inside the fifth chakra. And I'm just wondering if there was something else with the will center that wasn't addressed, or it just feels like some emotions were kind of activated, but it doesn't feel as if I've released them yet. And I'm just not sure if there's something else in the fifth chakra or other lifetimes or trauma in this lifetime, if there's something else around the smoking, because it feels the same, the addiction.
There is certainly something else that you did not yet look at, but it was also deemed not necessary for you to do so, because the trauma that came from this and your self-destructive behavior that you have used not only this lifetime, but many lifetimes previous, came from that source that you looked at. And it is a process that you need to go through. But if you pick up a cigarette and you look at it and you still want to smoke it, then you have not cleared the full sense of the trauma that is involved in this. And that is largely located there within your fifth chakra, your will center, as you are not able to assert your will here as we find it. And this is what is blocking you at this point now. It can be alleviated simply as we had spoken of here on that session by doing those things that were given. But if this does not work for you, then your willpower is not yet strong enough as we find it. So this is up to you. Shoshana, we know you have something you would like to add here.
We can share if this one wishes for us to share.
Yes, please.
We find a similar personality in you as the last one who spoke. You are brave. You are courageous. You are busy. You are a very busy person. And you occupy your time with busy things. We also find that you do not cry either. You do not release the emotions that are trapped. Is this not correct?
Yes.
So we would ask you, we would tell you to do two things if you wish to begin to conquer this. Because now it is up to you, you see. It is up to you to conquer this. You must do two things. You must release the emotion. And again, we are going to say something very silly, but you must find some sad movies and sad songs and let yourself cry your eyes out until you feel a release occur. That is one. The second thing we will give you is a tool. We're going to ask you a question. How many cigarettes do you consume per day?
It actually varies quite a bit depending on how strong, I guess, my will is or where I'm at with that. Because some days I cut down, and then sometimes I'll go right back to maybe half a pack, 10 a day or more. So it kind of has been fluctuating a lot.
Okay. So half a pack would be 10 cigarettes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to tell you if that is generally what you consume, is to cut that in half. So now you must allow yourself 5 cigarettes. And you must practice exercising your will. So if you are awake for 12 hours, you have 5 cigarettes to consume in the 12 hours, and then you go to sleep, or whatever your waking time is, then you divide that amongst those cigarettes. Now, if you smoke 1 cigarette every 2.5 hours, you have to exercise your will to wait. You must begin to exercise your willpower to wait. But you can have a cigarette at the end of the period of time that you have waited. This is difficult, and it will cause you to have many emotions. You may be frustrated, you may panic, etc. This is your ego, your third chakra, wishing to extinguish your will, as the ego wishes to control most of us. So we will tell you to use that tool to begin with, and as you exercise your will, it will become easier to exercise your will. You must try this and not give up. Namaste.
Very good. Yes. Exercise your will. That is a very important point here. A wonderful suggestion for a tool here.
I can't tell you how many times I have done what was just recommended. Too many to count as far as the cutting down and using my willpower. But I guess I go back to, if there's still something blocking the fifth chakra and that will center, is there something else there I could do to clear that so that I actually have the will to exercise? Easier said than done when it feels like there's something blocking me there. As it's happened.
We will tell you, dear sister, that if you attempt to cry your eyes out, find sad songs, find sad movies, and continue to release and release and release, something that will come into your path will tell you what is there to release, or you do not know what it is. You will be reminded, but you must exercise this will regardless of
I'm sorry, there's so much static, I couldn't hear the last sentence.
We need to ask someone to mute their phones, please, that are not here on talking. There.
We are simply saying, dear sister, to continue exercising your will until it is stronger than your ego center. Namaste.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
We move on. Are there any other questions yet?
I could make a statement.
Is it a...
Can you hear me?
Yes. Is it also a question?
Well, firstly, a statement on this last person who just spoke. I just wanted to say that I made a homeopathic remedy for myself for smoking cigarettes years ago. I still have some. And you take one drop every 10 minutes under your tongue for an hour, and that's it. And then about a few weeks or a month later, you just naturally, it just stopped. I haven't had a cigarette since, back in 86.
If it still works. If this one then would like to receive that, you can do your email to her if you would.
Okay, sure.
Please don't tell me, dear brother. May we share?
Yes, please.
We will tell you, dear brother, that behind any remedy is the will to do it.
Yes.
You can share this as you are profoundly loving and wishing to be of service to all that come into your path. The important thing here is that when you share that this one that receives your remedy wishes to use it with all her heart and all her will. Namaste.
Great, thank you. I just wanted to ask a question for myself. Someone who lives with me said, noticed that I have a regime. I make a protein drink in the morning with orange juice, fresh orange juice, strawberries, bee pollen, and honey. And she was saying that this doctor told her, and I drink this protein drink every for years and years. And she said that this doctor said that that what I'm taking, according to her, is too much sugar, too much either fructose or honey or any of it, and she said that's the cause of so many diseases like diabetes and all these other things, but I don't seem to have any problems with it, but I just thought I'd pass it by you. I have a protein drink in the morning, which lasts all day, and then I have one meal at night, a regular meal, and I'm just wondering, am I having too much sugar and too much sweetness in my diet?
We can share on this.
Sure, thank you.
When it serves, may we share?
Yes, please.
Please.
Dear brother, please, we will share our perspective on this. If you feel good, then what you are doing is appropriate.
Yes.
If you are well,
I figured,
what you are doing is appropriate. You must, everyone has an opinion. Well, you must not listen to those that wish to tell you you are wrong, because it is you that has domain over you. So we will tell you that there are many blood types. There are many metabolism types. And there are some that need to have fruit to survive. And it is a requirement of their bodies. If you were experiencing ill effects, then we will tell you you are doing something wrong. But you are not experiencing those things. So you must not pay attention to others that tell you what to do if you are doing what your higher aspect is giving you. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I'd just like to say one thing. I always tell people, thank you. I always tell people, whatever you believe to be true about anything becomes a parameter of your experience. So you can be as empowered or as unempowered as you choose to be. And I go along with that all the time.
That
thank
is
you for
true,
that.
Dear Here's... brother. Dear brother, can we share another perspective?
Yes, please.
That is true from a philosophical point of view, yet everybody is a biological individual entity and must do what is required for that physical body, and we find that that's what you are doing. You see?
Yes.
Namaste.
Yes, I agree. Thank you. Thank you.
The James has a very simple saying that he uses quite often, whatever works. Very simple.
Forget, forget, and move on, too.
that is our saying that we use here, that we gave to.
Okay.
Yes. That is.
Well, it works, and I love it. Thank you. I like simplicity.
Yes.
There are truths. There is the deepest truth in the simple words.
Very much so. Would there be any other questions?
Words are very powerful.
Any other questions here before we release John?
All right, I'll jump in. This is Lorelai.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe you could give us a little bit of a deeper understanding of this, because I've been having stomach issues, and I don't know if this is also partly, I'm wondering if this is also partly my body is changing to the light body, and it's really not, it's moving away from, you know, taking its fuel from food. So that might be part of it. But so I'm trying to understand also, you guys tell us all the time that we can eat anything, you know, once we are at the fifth dimension, we could eat anything and just in, and it just, if we just like bless it or whatever, it materializes as we can. And you guys can eat anything you want out there. How do you do that? Especially, how do you do that? If, especially, I mean, do you manifest a body? I mean, I'm trying to understand this too. How does this work?
First of all, the manifest the body, yes, we can, and we do. That is the first part. The second part is it is all about vibration. And as you are in the higher vibrations, your need for food becomes less and less. Now understand, we use the term need for food. You still might have a desire, though, for it, because you have become so accustomed to the taking in of various foods that you enjoy. And there is nothing wrong with this. But understand, as was given by Shoshana earlier here, to the other question, your body. Your body requires certain things and does not want some other things. So if you listen to your body, you will know. But as you are feeling these temporary, and we use this term purposely, temporary stomach issues that you are having, that is largely, as we find it, because of these energies that are coming in. And they are, your body has not quite acclimated to these energies, as many have yet not acclimated to these energies. But you are beginning to do so more and more. And as you move up in the vibrations more and more, then the body will be able to take in other types of nutrients that before possibly it did not want or you did not desire, but it will require certain things that it did not before and will push away because of with these symptoms that you are having, push away certain things that it does not want. Okay? Do you understand this?
I do understand it. It's unfathomable to me because I feel like I'm such a healthy eater, and then it's just projectile leaving my body. Like, what is that? It was a fruit shake. What is the deal? So,
we can
I don't
share
know.
On this.
Yes, please do, Shoshana.
We can share on this, dear sister. Would you like us to share our perspective?
Oh, please, by all means.
We have a slightly different perspective.
Okay.
We find that we will ask you a question. When you find your, we believe that we know the answer, but we will ask you a question. When you find this issue happening, where are you physically? What is your location?
Okay, last time it happened, I was in a school. And I had just had a rough day the day before with the kids. So.
Yes, well, sometimes the simplest answer is the accurate answer. We find that your stomach, your digestive system cannot swallow what is being given in your environment.
Oh, wow.
You cannot swallow what you are being told to do with these children.
Oh, God.
Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I cannot swallow also the pain that the kids are in that's just barfing itself all over the place. And that nobody's really addressing at any kind of a deeper level.
We continue?
Yes, please.
We find that you have a large emotional body, that you are very sensitive to your surroundings, and we also find that you often do not pay attention to this, that you attempt to steamroll yourself through these things when your emotional body is screaming at you to stop, but you continue on. So we must tell you, you must listen to that emotional body that is being left in conflict and manifesting physically this issue that you have. So you must find a way to develop an environment that is conducive to who you really are. Namaste.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Does this make sense to you?
It makes every kind of sense. I think it means get the hell out of the school system, get the hell out of this house, but, and then comes up the question, how, you know, how. It makes sense, though.
Okay, dear sister, can we continue for just a minute more?
Definitely.
We will share our perspective on the how. There is no how. And there is no way until you decide to take the action. You must make a decision to do it. And then as you courageously make the decision to move past this issue, the how will reveal itself. It will not reveal itself until you have firmly made the decision. Namaste.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Very good. And along with the statement that Shoshana gave about swallowing, not able to swallow, you also, there is another saying that you have in your vernacular, you cannot stomach this. It is very similar.
Okay. Yes, yep, got it. Thank you.
Very good. We need to release channel unless there is one more rather quick question. Otherwise, we need to release.
May I say something? It might be not a question. This is Irena, just to say, actually the question you guys answered, but I think wanted to say that I have the same thing what Susan has, eye issue, and something stomach. So it's, I guess it's me going through, whatever I'm going through, it reflects in through that areas, correct?
We did not quite understand your question directly here.
She's okay. Saying that she has the same issue as the Susan with
yes.
her eye.
We heard that part, but what was
it? And she wishes for you to confirm it.
Yes.
To confirm whether it is the same as she has?
Yes.
It is
yes,
not,
yes.
Because everyone is different. You all
right.
have different symptoms. You all have different things that you are dealing with in your life. Both, again, non-physical and physical. And
right.
those things that appear in a physical level have a non-physical or metaphysical existence or metaphysical source of this. Much of the things that occur in your physical bodies have a metaphysical source. That is what you need to know. There are many energy blockages, and the eye can be one of these particular types of blockages. Again,
mm-hmm.
possibly something you are not willing to look at. And we use the term purposefully here, willing to look at.
We can share.
Sure, go ahead.
We wish to ask you a question because we have been given a message.
Okay.
We wish to ask you, do you have a son?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a son?
Yes.
We have been given the message that your situation is about him. And you will have to find this answer for yourself. Or maybe you already know this. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Then we need to release channel here before we do. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to close with here?
There are so many things here. What we must tell all of you is that you are powerful creators. When you in every moment recognize that you are powerful creators and that you are not subject to this crazy world and that you have domain over yourselves, you will move past whatever it is that is troubling you. Namaste.
And we close here with the assistance in the knowing here that you are continuing to move along on your journey. You have had many travails throughout your journey, but you are coming now to the close of this part of your journey. And you have various things that you are still dealing with, still moving through. But the more that you can simply, as we said earlier at an earlier time, forgive, forget, and move on. This can be very, very important for you if you do it. And it is just as any other advice or guidance that is given you, it can be helpful if you do it. If you do not, not so helpful. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.